Yes, an Aussie teenager has been denied entry at a pub on his 18th birthday because of his mullet. Cooper Allen had just turned 18. He went to the pub with his mum and his mates, and they said, no, not with that haircut. Here's Cooper.
He said no mullets allowed. To have one beer and then get told, no, you can't come in because of your hair. It was a bit devastating. I wasn't there to have a haircut. I was there to seek frothies.
I wasn't there for a haircut. I was there to sink frothies, he said. The Hotels Association says some pubs are mullet-friendly and others are not. Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association. Good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Do you prefer the mullet-friendly pubs or the others?
I don't have any hair, so I don't have a choice.
Mate, is it okay to be turned away based on your haircut?
Well, legally, venues can decide a code of, dress code, what they look for in terms of appearance. And as long as they're not discriminating on sex, religion, or race, they can set their own dress code. And in WA, we've been mullet-friendly for a while. There's been a few cases like this over the last 5 or 6 years where a few venues have decided they want to be mullet-free, and this has happened again. Every 3 or 4 years it pops up, Ben.
You say that you can't discriminate based on gender, but it's a very popular haircut for girls at the moment. Even Miley Cyrus has got a mullet.
I haven't seen that yet. But look, I know John Farnham, Jason Donovan, Warwick Capper have sported them a few years ago. Mm. But what seems to have happened, there's been a bit of a situation during COVID-19. People have been locked away for 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden we've seen a few mullets appearing out of the lockdown process. So there's a bit of haircut reform that's got to go on there.
Mm. So if the pubs or clubs want to say you can't wear these shoes or those pants or that haircut, that's up to them.
If they set a dress code, so he was wearing his pluggers, it was down on the beach, that was okay. But apparently the venue decided that mullets were not, and that was the standard they set.
Okay, well, we did have a pub in Sydney that said a little while ago, we can't have work boots or high vis, but they then ended up caving in because the punters said, hey, we want to have a beer after work, and if we're not going to be allowed in, then our mates aren't going to come as well. So I suppose there's some business associated with this. If enough people say, all right, well, we'll go somewhere else, then maybe that'll lead to a change in the rules.
Exactly. And what you'll find is there's some pubs that are absolutely mullet-friendly and welcome. Well, you'll walk in and every second guy will have a mullet.
It's interesting talking about mullets this time of the morning. Bradley, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ben.
Bradley Woods.